life was no different than all of the rest. We were all just sitting around. So I thought to myself, I'd just slip away to see what's going on downtown. So quickly I found the street was all dark. I was lost, didn't know what to do. Afraid and alone, so far from home. No hope for me was in view. When there stood my shepherd, he was smiling so sweet. He said, I've been searching for you up and down every stream. He said, I've come to redeem you and bring you back to the fold. Thank God for the shepherd that watches over my soul. Now you may think that heaven can never be yours, and you're afraid, for you know you must die. But if you trust in Jesus with all of thine heart, stop believing the lies. You'll feel shepherd's hand reaching out in love to bring you back into the fold. And after you're safely back in the fold, you too can go and tell. And there stood my shepherd. He was smiling so sweet. He said, I've been calling to you up and down every stream. He said, I've come to redeem you and bring you back to the fold. Thank God for the shepherd that watches over my soul. I thank God this morning for my shepherd. He said he was the shepherd of the sheepfold. There's one shepherd and there's one sheepfold. And by the one Spirit are you all baptized into that one fold. It takes God to born a man again. If I don't ever say nothing here today, I want to say this, brother. You've been listening to the gospel. I know a little something, brother. And I know when a man is blessed and endured from on high. Amen. And I thought, Brother Hurley, of the Lord, you can't just put scripture together like these brethren have been blessed with. It takes God to revelate that. Amen. It takes God to open up the mind and the heart and pour it into your heart and revelate your mind and let the wall come out and scatter over the house. I'm like the ratter. I've thought of the ratter, brethren, this morning. He said, I saw a pure river of water. And he said, and the streams thereof made glad the city of our God. As I sat there and seen the water begin to flow, and the sister here begin to shout, and cries here of shouts and tears and of joy. Brethren, today Oh, what a privilege it is to be one in the number, Brother Greg. Yesterday, whether God blesses me, the preacher, or not, I'm still a blessed man today. I feel to be one of the number, Brother Lonnie, and I want you to go to heaven when this life is over. Many thoughts, Brother Greg, is my thought of my children and my family, how many's out there on the barren mountains of sin, but God come and made a way for you and I, that just whosoever will come and take of the water of life freely. You're this morning, friend. God is God, a river of water, brethren, the give unto whosoever will drink of the water of life freely. Brethren, we know, brethren, God is able to do all things. As my mind goes back to the days of old, when the children of Israel would come out of the wilderness, come out of the land of Egypt, into the wilderness land. Brethren, the day and they was a little thirsty, wasn't he? They claim about 600,000 people come out of that land, brethren, the day and we, oh, what a power, oh, what a river of water it would have took, and brethren, and they couldn't find no water, no, and they got thirsty, brother, early short this morning, I was like them down in the wilderness, and I got thirsty, brother, and I was hungering and thirsting, after righteousness, brethren, the day, and I didn't know where. I couldn't get a hold of a drink of water, brethren, but God told Moses, you go take the staff in your hand, Moses, and you smite that rock. Yes, as before, the people, the day, you smite that rock, and water's gonna come out of there, brethren, the day, and old Moses got a little disobedient, didn't he, brethren? And he didn't sanctify the Lord at the waters there and said, we will bring water out of the wrong. I'm going to tell you today, it's going to take God to bring water out of the wrong. I ain't got the power to reach up and pull it down. I can't give you a drink of water this morning, but God can. God's got the river to give unto them that is of a thirst, a drink of the water of life. Listen today, brethren, and when Moses smote the wrong, they was water crushed out of the wrong, brethren, and watered 600,000 people. No doubt, and with their beast burned today, and they drank and was satisfied for a little while. Oh, brethren, I want you to know they got a little hungry, didn't they? Brethren, I want you to know, friend, he said in that day they would not be a famine of bread nor of water, but of hearing of the word of the Lord. And he said, how can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? So we want to see, brethren, that it's in God's hand today. Oh, brother, yes, in God. Moses talked to God again. Brethren, listen, you're going to have a little talk with the Lord. If you're a hungering, and if you're a thirsting, if you want a little bite of bread, listen today. This is what Moses done. He went down and he began to pray, God, the people's a hungering down here. I brung them up out of here, and they begin to murmur. While we had burial places down in Egypt, friend. Listen, I don't put your hand to the plow and look back, for you are not fit for the kingdom of God. Brethren, but put your hand to the plow and look forward, look onward. Like the little song I sang, pressing on to the mark of the high calling. That's where we're going onward. I've not left nothing behind but troubles and sorrow. I've not seen nothing in this world without God but troubles and sorrow. That's what life is, friend. For man, I was born of a woman a few days and filled with troubles. Brother, he said he came forth like the flower and is cut down. He fleeth like a shadow and continue not. But Moses cried to the Lord, and the Lord heard his cry, brethren, and sent bread from heaven down. Yesterday, brethren, he not only sent bread, but he sent quail's meat. One place, brethren, that it piled up, I believe it was about 3 foot deep. Did you ever read that, Brother Hurley? I've seen that. They had plenty to choose from. Brethren, but Jesus said when he was on the earth, brethren, he said that Moses, they did eat bread in the wilderness, and they are dead. But he said, I am that bread that come down from God out of heaven, that a man could eat thereof and never die. Have you ever eat from that table? Have you ever drank from that rock where they said that they drank that rock, and that rock was Christ? Brethren, he didn't just come from the day of Pentecost or from the time he was born in Bethlehem of Judea. No, this Jesus that I'm speaking of was there before the flying clouds was, before the perpetual hills was brought forth. He said, I was there. I was his daily delight. I was him. I was one, and it was brought up before him. Brethren, today, God, he loved you, friend, that he gave his only begotten Son into this world, that you and I could have a right to the tree of life. God, unbosom his Son, that you and I can eat from that table, that he spoke about, Brother Lonnie. He said, I set before you a table, brethren. He said, I'm as my Father appointed unto me a kingdom. I will also appoint unto you that you may eat and drink. Ain't it good to eat in God's table, young man? I remember when I was just a young man, 22 years old. Brethren, I got a drink of that water. I got a bite of bread. That's led me on. It's sufficient. It's sufficient, brethren, to bring you through all trials and tribulation. It's sufficient to deliver you on the other side of Jordan, brethren. Yesterday, brethren, as the children of Israel, they wandered about in the wilderness for their disobedience for 40 years. Brethren, and God swore that they would not come out of there. Brethren, today, and so we see, brethren, how he didn't even bring Moses because of his disobedience. At the waters there, he smote the rock. Brethren, but what God done for Moses, brethren. brethren, I'd be good. When I come down, time to die, that God would just take me, oh Lord, and carry me up on top of the mountain and let me look over on the other side. Oh, friend, the day to know God is eternal life, and that life is in His Son, whom He appointed heir over all things, by whom also He created the world and the things therein. What a Savior we have today, brother. Listen, friend. The children of Israel come down to the waters, didn't they? And He sent the priest and the Ark of the Covenant. And He said, let the priest step in into the waters. And the river of Jordan overflowed her banks in that day. But listen, brother, this is what God can do. And this is not what man can do. Can man bring water out of a rock? No, not one. Can man cause manna to fall from heaven? No, not one. Can any man bring a salvation to your soul? No, not one. But I'll tell you one that can. My Father, who is in heaven, He's able to deliver you. He's able to give unto you the bread of life. He's able to give unto you the water of life that will be in you. Listen what He said. He said it would be in you a well of living water springing up in into everlasting life. Brethren, and then they went down to the river. Here's the part, brethren. Type and shadow of things to come. Brethren, I declare, we're looking for a land, brethren, whose builder and maker is God. And we soon will cross the river. And when the priest went down into the water, the water stood still, brethren, and it never overflowed because God was right there, brethren. And they crossed over old Jordan. Jordan, on dry land, brethren. And while they crossed to the other side, God told Moses, God told Joshua, because Joshua and Caleb was the only two out of the bunch that got across, brethren. Ain't that good? Brethren, here's the good thing about it. You be obedient and good, be obedient. You're going to eat the good of the land. Listen today, brethren, out of the whole multitude. I'm not talking about the children now, the whole multitude have come out of Israel, or out of the land of Egypt, brethren. Joshua and Caleb was the only two that was permitted to go on the other side. But the children, brethren, they reaped the rewards. Then the writer said, cast your bread upon the water, withhold not thy hand. Cast thy bread upon the water in the morning, withhold not thy hand in the evening, for you know not what will prosper, either this or that, or where they both shall be alike. Listen today, my brethren, and as they crossed to the other side, he said unto Joshua, you tell them to pack up a few stones. Joshua, what are you going to do with the stone? Well, I'm going to stack up a few in the middle. Right here in Jordan, we're going to put 12 stones. We're going to stack them up. This was the law, brethren. It was going to be left behind one day. But he's going to carry 12 on the other side. Brethren, in heaven there was 24 elders, wasn't there? That's what I see about it anyhow. Nevertheless, brethren, this is what old Joshua done. You take them and you pile them up on the other side. What are we going to do that for? So when your children come by in the ages to come, they'll say, what is these stones, brethren? I want you to know I've been piling up a few stones along the way. I want my children to see where I come through. I want them to hear what I've heard. I want them to feel what I felt. I want them to see what I see today. I'm looking well through a pair of eyes that the world can't see with, brother. And I'm looking on the other side as old Moses was took upon the mountain before he died and gone. Let him see all the land of Canaan. Oh, blessed Canaan's land. We sing about, we preach about. It was just a type and figure of what we're living in today. Brethren, we're not living in Canaan's land, but it's a type and figure because it's the promised land. That was the land that he promised. A land that flowed with milk and honey. Brethren, they were some fearful people on the other side. Brethren, before they crossed, they sent Joshua and Caleb over there. And they got a good report, brethren. God has given us the land, brethren. The people is fearful. But here's what I like about this. They was a little harlot that hid them over there. And they said, we have heard of your God, how he delivered you out of the hands of the kings, out of Pharaoh's hands, and how you divided the sea. And we did, no doubt she was a crying. We don't want to die. Oh, brethren. And Joshua said unto her, if you will put this scarlet thread that you let us down with, and when we come, we see the scarlet thread. Brethren, listen today. We're going to pass you by. You and everyone in this house is going to live. Brethren, I declare today, did you ever, me and my wife was reading about scarlet, and I thought of the purple, when they said the purple road. It was a translation from the Armenian, from purple one to crimson, the robe, brethren, I declare. But in the old Bible, you get to reading about the scarlet, brethren. Yesterday, the old church, the woman, it was a type of the scarlet thread she had. And the priest, brethren, in the robe, there was a little scarlet in his robe. Listen, friend, and here's the good part. He said, though your sins be a scarlet, I'll make them white as wool. And though they be red like crimson, brethren, I'll make them white like a snow. Brethren, no fuller's soap can whiten them. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. A pure sacrifice, a pure holy lamb, a friend today. And when you come by, when your children come by, pile you up a little stone along the way. They can say, surely my mother and my dad, they followed Jesus. They followed that rock, and that rock was Jesus. And that rock give them life, and it give them a drink of water that they can never thirst again. Sing, brother. What was I tell you? I don't think your man could ever get done. The Lord's blessed him. How good it is and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Let us come and reason together. I love my brethren. They know why I love them. You know why I love them? Because Jesus first loved me. Because he is in you and you in him. You can't do nothing but love, brethren. I declare today, he said, he that is born to God is born of love, for God is love, and he that loveth is born of God. Now, brethren, it's simple to me. How can you hate your brethren whom you have seen and say you love God whom you have not seen? Brethren, that man is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And all the day, it don't matter what my brethren does. Brethren, I'm going to love them anyhow. I'm going to love them if they sin. And brethren, and go out of the church, I'm still going to love their soul, brethren. I declare today, God loves you today, friend, no matter what you've done. He wants you to come unto him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. He wants you to call upon him and cry for that water and for that bread of life that comes down from God out of heaven, that a man can eat thereof and never die. It's an everlasting life, brethren, in Jesus Christ our Lord.